there are so many times in an NFL game where we just have to suspend reality and any kind of belief that everything is being officiated correctly. When you see some of the spots, guy's knee goes down, someone just eyeballs it and puts the ball a yard forward or a yard back, and instead of a third and four, it's a third and two and a half. And we, for a long time, Danny, couldn't do much about that, really, as consumers. But now, look around at the technology in sports, whether it's in the swimming pools in the Olympics, where to the 1,000th of a second, a fingertip on a wall can be monitored, or baseball, where they're soon going to have an electronic strike zone. The Hawkeye technology used for all the data that teams get on horizontal and vertical movement and the rotations of a baseball, RPM, spin rate. We can just measure things in ways that we weren't able to before. And there is now tech available, should the NFL choose to use it, the Hawkeye technology, to determine where the nose of the ball was on the football field at any given moment. Did the team score? Did the ball cross the goal line? Was it a first down? And until now, the NFL, Danny, has just neglected to use any of this help for their officials. That ends tomorrow in the Hall of Fame game with a preseason exhibition for Hawkeye technology in officiating.
This is a wonderful first step. We're getting close to the thing that I have desired since I was a child. Since I remember a running back, I don't remember who it was, being knocked down, but reaching out the ball, and then the referee just kind of walked over and sort of split the difference. And I asked my dad, why is that happening like that? He was clearly further ahead. And he goes, my dad just kind of shrugged his shoulders. And I've never been satisfied with that.
I like your very specific example of the thing that annoys all of us.
Yeah, as a little kid, I was like, I don't understand. I'm looking to this adult to explain this to me, and he had no explanation. And we just watch the games, and we just shrug our shoulders. When the ball's in somebody's left hand, and the right foot goes out of bounds, and they move it to where the right foot was. Or they just move it ahead. Or the bad spots that seem to get lost in the flow of the game because somebody's moving back to the line of scrimmage and they just flip it and that guy's a foot to the left of where the original spot was and they just kind of put it down and here we go, it's from there.
Or on the sideline, you're diving and reaching out and you're like, felt like that was a couple yards off. My favorite is punts. The way they just walk up the chalk after a punt went real high and out of bounds and they're just like, they keep walking. You could play music under it and they're moving from the 20 to the 25 to the 30 to the 35 and they just like stop at the 37. They're completely guessing. They have no idea where the ball went out of bounds.
I want you to admit, you don't know where it went out of bounds. You have a good idea, decent idea within maybe 5-6 yards, but that's, a huge percentage of the football
sometimes
field.
Sometimes you might be within a yard or two. Sometimes you might be within 5 yards. I guarantee there have been times where based on the way the ball was punted or maybe someone was out of position or wasn't looking at the right thing for a little while, where the spot was just off by 12, 13 yards on a punt.
So this is the first step. So what it's going to be used for now, as I understand it, is Grant Paulson's my side judge, right? Darris goes down with the football. The ball is spotted.
I'm still spotting the ball with Darris.
You're still spotting the
human
ball.
Human element.
Yeah, you're still spotting the ball wherever it is that you deem appropriate.
Okay, so I think the spot was the 26. Let's say by definition, really the guy got to the 27, and you got to get to the 27 and a half for a first down, but I'm going to spot it at the 26 and change.
Then we're not doing anything about it. Then I don't think it's being used the way I've read this and understand it. I could be wrong. But the way it sounds to me is, if you spot it, say flip the scenario, if the guy actually went down at the 26, but you spot at the 27 and a half, and it's a first down, Hawkeye buzzes, and what that's going to preclude us from is the referee blowing his whistle, doing the quick jumping jack thing over his head where he blows the play dead, motions to the sideline guys. They come running out. One guy's pinching a chain. The other two guys are holding on to these weird sticks, and they find the hash mark, and then they measure it, and the one guy uses an index card sometimes or not. We're getting rid of that. That's the end of that.
That, to me, is still the poster child moment for how silly the spot game is currently, whether it was Hockley or someone else, one of the officials. Might have been Gene Steratore, who now does all the TV
stuff. The index card?
For CBS, and he literally took out a card out of his pants, out of his back pocket, that he uses to write down changes or ejections or whatever, and he tried to determine if the ball was past the chain with the card. And that's how there's got to be a better way.
We've come so far. I get how we start on like muddy municipal fields that like used to be baseball fields and are kind of being converted. And we don't have it. There's too much. We have come so far. Everybody's going so fast. We need the technology. So what I want is this to be so wildly successful that we go, we can't live without this. Now we're going to give the machine more, which I know is the plot of every sci-fi movie. I know every Terminator is based on this, but I think it's fine because we're just spotting footballs. What I want is an end to the, it was kind of right here. I don't want any more kind ofs. I want it exactly. I want that technology implemented so when that knee touches the nose of the ball and there's an invisible red line and a human being's hand, the only service they're performing is to place it exactly where the machine says.
Gary Brantley is the guy's name who's in charge of some of this stuff for the NFL. He said, we're in the installation phase for all of our stadiums, really getting them calibrated and up to date. NFL's VP, Chief Information Officer. We're just really getting to a place where this system is as accurate as possible and really calibrating across all our major stadiums. Now, baseball's way ahead in this regard because they've been using Hawkeye and this technology in big league and minor league parks. It's obviously done differently. You're monitoring pitches and batted ball velocities and things like that, whereas this is going to be way more detailed in terms of yard markers and exactly where the nose of the ball was. We have multiple stadiums with multiple dimensions inside those stadiums with different age, so we're really just going through the installation of putting in the infrastructure and making sure these cameras are installed. And that's really what it is. It's, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like triangulated cameras that basically spotted all over the facility combined together, paint this panoramic image that then allows you to track everything to the quarter of a millimeter, right?
Yeah.
And it's edgetronic, a camera almost impact, and it's incredible what it's done for baseball and just nerdery and the ability to learn about what's happening on a ball field.
And so you know those replays where you have multiple different angles, right? And you go, okay, from this angle, you could see the ball is out, but you can't see his knee. And then on the other angle, you could see his knees touching the ground, but when is the ball out? And they act like it's this big mystery. When they don't have timestamps, like they don't have the instant where if you freeze it on one frame where you go, okay, at you know 13 minutes, 17.41689 seconds, the ball is out of his hands, no longer in his possession. Then you fast forward to that exact same time on the other angle, and you go, his knee was not down, so therefore it's a fumble, or it's not. We act like that's beyond us. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be this weird mystery where you're sitting there under the little tent and you're staring at a small camera communicating with some people in New York. We have way more technology than that to be able to figure out exactly when, where, why, and how. This has been lacking forever, that panoramic 360 to always have a camera there where you go, oh, well, there are too many people. We can't see the ball. What? So we're just guessing when billions are on the line? Pound sand with that. More of this immediately.
Yeah. For those of you that hate the technology infiltrating the game, here's a pebble. There's a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Go start kicking.
Write me a report.
I don't know what to tell you other than it's coming. It helps. It makes these games more accurately officiated. And while it changes the game that you know and you love, it doesn't make it worse. And I think you're going to find that out. A lot of people hated the idea of the pitch clock in Major League Baseball. I'm sorry that games move quicker and have become, in a lot of ways, a better viewing experience. Here's a quote from Neil Manowitz, Sony's president. Sony is behind the technology with the Hawkeye, I guess. We're reducing a significant amount of time, 40 seconds for each time of use, that basically is making the game that much more impactful. He goes on to say, and then also the system is accurate down to less than half an inch, which is incredibly, incredibly accurate. Hopefully the fans appreciate the objective view, or at least half the fans each play will appreciate it. Joking about the fact that someone's going to be angry when their team didn't get the yardage needed to move the sticks. But we will see this in the preseason. Hopefully we get to see it in the Commanders game. They've got three of them coming up starting end of next week, and we will discuss it after the first time we see it.